This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour on the DJV program. How do you do? The clubhouse, I like this. That's a new thing, right, ladies? We're in the clubhouse. A lot of people are talking about being in the clubhouse, literally and figuratively. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is off today, but we feel confident that you would like to join us because we have lots to say, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things are new, some things that we wish would go away. Well, maybe this is one of them, Jennifer. The Guantanamo prison unit down in Cuba. Is this the whole... They called it a detention center, but it was a big base and that sort of thing. So is this part of the base that has been closed, but the rest of it stayed open? What's going on here?
Well, they've been trying to close down Guantanamo Bay. So
who's they? Just
the government. The government has been trying to close it down.
Yeah.
I think it started under Obama, and then Trump held it up, and now I'm sure because Biden is president, they're doing this again. But this is a more of an infrastructure thing. This was a secret unit. Imagine that. Who goes to a secret unit on Guantanamo Bay? That was fallen
no
into
one
disrepair.
Nice.
Yeah, no,
nobody nice gets to go there.
That's not the easy sentences. No, they closed it down. They moved the prisoners to another facility on the base in Cuba. So it's still in. It's either on an American base or still in part of the functional part of Guantanamo Bay. The prisoners at Camp 7 were transferred to a facility adjacent to where the other detainees on the base are as part of the U.S. Southern Command. This was an effort to increase operational efficiency and effectiveness. Signed the government. We never know what that means. Miami-based Southern Command, which oversees the detention center at the southeastern edge of Cuba, did not say how many prisoners were moved. Officials said there were maybe 14 men held in Camp 7. There are 40 prisoners in total at Guantanamo. Southern Command said that Camp 7 prisoners were moved to Camp 5 safely and without incident, but did not say when exactly the transfer occurred. Camp 5 was largely empty. That, imagine, is next to Camp 6, where the other detainees are held. Camp 7 opened in December 2006 for prisoners previously held in a network of clandestine CIA detention facilities, which were referred to as black sites, where they were subjected to brutal interrogation techniques. Remember, we heard the stories about how they would play Britney Spears songs over and over and over again to torture them into talking. The military ran it under an agreement with the CIA, according to Southern Command, and they were involved with the transfer as well. This, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily a huge story, other than to just track who's still in Gitmo, but there was that effort to mainstream many of the prisoners in Guantanamo Bay and move them into U.S. prisons. I know, Victoria, maybe you remember a few years back, there was a prisoner who was moved from Guantanamo Bay into New York prisons, and I think it's a bad decision. I mean, if you are, there's already enough people, and you know, in the prison systems who are going to be working in bad ways. But the more you expose these hardcore terrorists to mainstream American populations, I just don't think it is good. And so as much as people say, oh, it's inhumane.
So what's the motivation behind this?
Keep them there.
What's the motivation for doing this? Why would they shut it down? If, in fact, what you just said is accurate, and I have no reason to doubt that it is accurate, so why would they want to bring these people up here? Why not keep them
where
we have the facilities?
They just moved to a different... So, like,
yeah,
and then to the infrastructure
moving,
thing.
Right.
Yeah, they just moved, like, one building over, but they're still on Guantanamo.
But there was
an effort
under the Obama administration to shut down Gitmo for some reason. I don't know why they wanted to do that.
I think,
I'm not sure, but
yeah, and I think that there is some cost of maintenance or something because it's basically crumbling, and so it's that, and also I think just the stuff that's gone on there. But they have 14 men who five prisoners, which were charged with having a role in the September 11 attacks, they were in Camp 7, so now they've been moved to whatever this new building is, which they didn't tell anybody where they've been moved to. That's one of those, you know, classified things or whatever, but I think there's 40 total prisoners at Guantanamo at this point.
So where are there other places like this? Where do people, hardcore criminals, I saw over the weekend.
They were saying there's CIA detention facilities where none of us know where they are.
No,
they're called
knows.
Black sites. Yeah. That's where some of the hardest
But are they in
go.
This country? That's the question.
We don't know.
I guess
sure.
It was more, I know I heard you say that, but I wondered if they were in this country.
Think about all the places in America where you could have a black site like that and no one would know. You know, I mean, the deserts, the mountains. I mean, we've got so many places where you could easily have a secret military base that no one would know about.
Well, look at Area 54. How do we really know what goes on down there?
Right, right.
Or any of these places. The government, there's so many places that the Bureau of Land Management operates, runs, owns. We own it. We're the taxpayer. And yet there are signs all over them that say, private property, do not enter, no trespassing, all of that stuff.
Remember the storming of Area 51 last year? Was it last year before the pandemic?
Was it 51, 51? Right? Yeah, I never remember what the right number is. But at any rate,
Area 51,
I think we have too much of this stuff, and I think we ought to be able to not. This just piques my interest because I want to know where these people are. I guess I want to know why people are this disturbed. Why do we have so many of these people? I guess we defined so many, but why do we have these people? What is there about us, the human condition, that gets somebody who is supposedly a human being like we are to being this subset of humanity? Nasty, angry, stupid, violent, whatever it is, all of those things together. And then I guess we could argue about why do we keep them alive? If they're so bad, then why don't we just dispatch them? You know, we don't believe most of us in the death penalty for most of the stuff that happens, but these people by definition are there. Or are they political prisoners? That's the other side of it, I guess, right? Are they are they political? Did you see that movie with Jodie Foster that was out a month or so ago?
I've heard it's good.
The Mauritanian. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
It is a fabulous movie, and it should be something that Americans check out. I saw Spencer. I hadn't seen, you know, when I go visit my friend Jack Stockwell out in Salt Lake, we always go to a movie. And we went to see Spencer, which has been around for a while, with Mark Wahlberg. It's a story about a Boston policeman that went to jail, and then he got out. The television show was on, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. Anybody remember Spencer for Hire?
Oh, the TV show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now they made a movie out of it, and it was quite good, actually. But it was about crooked cops. And, you know, you get into some of these things. This was, by the way, a true story, or it was based on true events. I love how they say, you know, the true story. Like, The Courier is based on, that actually really happened. And then they'll make movies or TV shows about events, and they'll say, you know, it was taken from true events. And then there are shows that say, you know, this is no connection with a person's living or dead, yada, yada, when in fact they really are, but they just changed the names. But they put that disclaimer on it so that you won't sue them if you look at it and say, wait a minute, that's the story of my son? What's the big idea? But, you know, anyway, I kind of wonder about some of these things and why it is that we just have so many people that are malcontents. I mean, think about how wonderful life is when you really get right down to brass tacks. I don't want to get too heavily philosophical here, but think about all we have to be thankful for. And you could say, oh, my life's miserable, and I don't have anything. And you know, you have something. Everybody has something. There's another show that I saw on the plane last night coming back with Kerry Washington. What was that? Isn't that her name? The actress that was in Scandal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She and Reese Witherspoon are in a movie that's, or it's actually it's a series.
Little Fires Everywhere. Yeah, that was really popular. That came out, I watched that, I don't know, the beginning of the pandemic, so like a year ago. It's amazing. Oh, it's incredible. Everyone in it is really, really good.
Yeah. She's everywhere, I think. But it was a very interesting, although I just saw the first episode. And then I fell asleep. Of course, I do that, you know. With some of these things, there's so much material around. There's so many movies and television shows and things that are on all of these various sources, Netflix and Amazon and Apple and you name it across the board, Peacock, CBS, whatever, all of these outfits, and they're just making so much product. I don't know. It almost frustrates me when I'm on a plane looking at stuff. Well, what do I, you know, I know what genre I like, and then you start looking across the available material that's there, and you could never be caught up watching all this. I don't know how you find the time, Victoria, as busy as you are, to see some of this stuff. It really is. It's quite amazing. Anyway,
well, I don't have a farm to tend to every day, so that's one part of it.
Could be. You're welcome to come up and help. It's the springtime on the farm. One of the most beautiful things is when everything comes into blossom and bloom, and it's a little earlier this year compared to last year and the last few years, and all of the flowers. Just, I'll take a picture of it. I think I did last year.
I'm appreciating the spring this year. It's been so beautiful. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, well, I think we all have to kind of look at, there's so much garbage in the air, literally and figuratively. That pond collapse in Florida, what in the hell is that about? The wastewater treatment plant, and it's in Manatee County, for those of you who are in Florida, the breach of this old phosphate plant reservoir that has 340 million gallons of garbage water in it. And what happens if it breaks? With all the homes, they've evacuated hundreds of homes down there, I guess, right? The water.
And I were just talking about how, you know, when you live in Louisiana or you live in Florida, where they get a lot of water and they get a lot of swampy stuff. Ugh, yuck.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Well, anyway, so hopefully those of you who are close to that get moved out of the way. It's 17 after the hour. This is today's DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners blew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so how many of you are concerned about Major League Baseball yanking the All-Star game from Georgia? I thought there was a whole bunch of things that were yanked from Georgia, right? Because of their...
Major League Baseball is the one. Stupid. This voting bill. The voting right, like the stuff that people are ticked about in Georgia still, with this law in place, has less restrictive voting laws than they do in New Jersey. Now, I haven't heard Victoria complain about any process with voting.
It's not illegal to give somebody water online in Jersey.
Yes, it is. It's illegal in California, too. That's called electioneering. So, yes,
not
it is illegal.
Not if you're just handing
there.
Out supplies. It's not.
No. But see, the problem is it's the supplies with people's face on them. So you can still have a kit. You can still have a refreshment stand. People can still bring things to a table. They just can't walk the line with candidates.
Water everywhere, yeah, and not a drop to drink. 21 after the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Many of you would recognize this voice as one Taylor Swift, and you would be correct if you were, that sounds like Taylor Swift. So I see in the trending department, ladies, this is the DJV program, by the way, Jennifer and Victoria here, Jay is off, but we still have a lot of trending things to talk about, including the message from The Vault, which you're listening to here now from her upcoming album. Doesn't her messages in the past, at least some of them, have been about her romances, right? Is that what this is?
I don't know. These are old songs that were never released. So yeah.
From the new song, this new album, right?
It's for the new, it's on the new album, yeah. So she's had, this is the first album that she's had to re-record her old material in order to actually own it.
You want to go over that just a little bit so that people remember why it is that she's re-recording all of her old hits?
Yeah, because she doesn't own any of her music. And yeah. Scooter Braun, who is Justin Bieber's manager, he basically bought her entire catalog without her knowing it, and so... it's been a very controversial thing. So she's had a clause in her contract that she had to wait until at some point in 2020 before she could re-record her own music and then own it. This is the mm-hmm. first product of that.
You mean
this
legally that was decided as a result of the suit against Scooter Braun?
No, it was originally in her contract. So the original
deal... If she ever left...
The original deal had, like, you know, like a statute of limitations on how long someone else could own her music before she had the chance to re-record it and own it. So this is a 2006, I believe, this album first came out.
It sounds like
2008.
It, yeah.
Fearless.
It sounds like that, yep.
Yeah, and so she has re-recorded all of those songs and then added some songs that never were released. And so she's calling all of these albums.
You like these?
This song with Maren Morris, I haven't heard. The other new version we've heard was Love Story, which I think is a really great new version. Mm-hmm. At first, I couldn't really tell the difference, but then I realized her voice was just a little bit older sounding because she was really a kid when she did that. So, but I think she's done a good job with it so far, and props to her that she'll get to actually own all the stuff that she's
performed
produced.
On the concert. Right.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, here are pictures of Gal Gadot that are trending. I was going to say trading, that's the baseball story. But the pictures of this lady who's not that big, not that hefty, But she has a pretty good-sized bump here, right? Who's the husband? Who's the father? Does anybody know?
I don't know who she's married, to. Yeah, I don't know.
A guy named Yaron Varsano, but I never heard of him. He's from Israel.
Well, so is she. Yeah, they're both Israeli. I think they've been married for quite a while before she became, you know, Wonder Woman and became a household name here. I haven't seen the picture of her pregnant because, you know, I don't want to see Wonder Woman pregnant because she probably still looks thinner than most people. So, and the last time she was pregnant, she actually was filming Wonder Woman.
I love
her. So she really is Wonder Woman.
Is there a danger in general posting things like this? We were talking earlier about the Facebook leak of all that information. Pictures like this. Is there a danger? Is it good or bad? Doesn't make any difference because all this stuff that gets posted to social media, you're vulnerable, it looks like, no matter whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever the heck you are. So is this something that people ought not to do, even though it's interesting to see what's going on with her? Is it not smart to do that these days?
It doesn't really matter. If you're posting a picture and you're fine with it being out there, it doesn't matter. It's not like her data is being stolen. One thing that people have got to stop doing, and I'm seeing this all over, people are posting their vaccine cards on social media. Stop doing that, people. That's giving hackers a lot of your information, whether you realize it or not.
Well, I did once. I don't remember there's anything other than my name, though. What else is there in the shot?
If your birth date is on it and where you had your shot and the numbers. I have my vaccine card and I've got like a serial number that is unique to me on it. So, you know, and your name and your birth date, that's all a lot of people need to start.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. Hypocritical Major League Baseball says you must show a photo ID to pick up baseball tickets at all Major League Baseball parks. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The U.S.-Mexico border is experiencing a major humanitarian crisis. 2 weeks ago, President Biden put Vice President Kamala Harris on task for a solution. So far, Harris has been silent. Journalist Joe Concha tells Fox News she's acting as if it's not her job.
She's not making any visit to the border anytime soon, apparently. There's nothing on the schedule. Jen Psaki always has to circle back in terms of when that may happen. Or if it's diplomatic, I don't hear about any trips to Guatemala or Nicaragua or Mexico. So the words of the Biden administration, yes, we're going to fix this problem. I'm tapping the vice president in order to fix it. But yet, in terms of deeds, nothing seems to be done. And I would think that if you want to solve this problem, you have to go to the border and see these facilities at 17 times the capacity during a pandemic, or maybe talk to Border Patrol officials or the people running these facilities where you have one that is supposed to only hold 250 people. It has 4,000 in it right now, 19,000 minors overall just last month.
More than half of this National Hockey League team is down with COVID-19, Dan Naraki reports.
The NHL's Vancouver Canucks are dealing with one of the worst COVID outbreaks in pro sports. ESPN reporting that more than half of the team's players have tested positive for the virus, with 16 players on the Canucks' COVID-19 protocol list as of Sunday. At least three coaches have reportedly tested positive as well. The league had postponed a week's worth of Vancouver's games, with the team returning to play this coming Thursday. But that date is expected to be pushed back, with the NHL hoping that the team will be able to resume play this season. The Canucks have 15 games remaining on their schedule, with four more that have been postponed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Taking care of business. 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay is off during this hour of the program, but there are still things that are moving around, trending around the usual. I think one of the great things when I talk to folks about this program, they say, what's unique about it? I think there are so many different things. The fact that there are three ladies who are all kind of millennials, and then there's this old grouchy geezer.
You're a boomer.
I am a boomer. Yes, that's true. Right. The young,
you say, okay, boomer.
And right. A boomer. Yeah. Okay, boomer. There's always something. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. There's something in every article, every story article, when I say, when we're talking, there's something new that will come out in the discussion as we listen to it. That's what I like about all kinds of things. Whatever's going on, you call it trending news, I guess some of it, but there's all kinds of stuff that change every day, especially with things like the vaccines, the variants, what's going on in science, you know, what people agree on, what do they disagree on, masks, to wear, not to wear. I was in Utah over the weekend, and on April the 10th, which would be next Saturday, all requirements for wearing masks are gone. So people will, if you want to wear them, you wear them. If you don't want to wear them, you don't have to. I was in a restaurant, and the fellow who ran the restaurant was talking to us about the masks and, you know, the fact that his staff has to wear it. And Mary Stockwell, who's Jack's wife, very close friends of mine, Jack's on this program every week, and so she's not been a big supporter of wearing masks, to put it lightly. And so we were talking about this with a fellow who was there that was running the restaurant, and all the people that come in that, you know, they wear them, and then, but they take it so literally. When you go to a restaurant, you take the mask off and you drink and you eat. But there are some people, he was telling us, that are so literal about it, they'll take a bite and they'll put the mask back on again. Or they'll take a drink and they'll put the mask back on, and then they take it off again.
Well, that's what they were telling you to do in California. Remember, that's why Gavin Newsom.
And with every bite?
Yes, that's why Gavin Newsom got so much guff for being maskless inside the French Laundry, because his health department told the entire state that you're supposed to keep your mask on. If you're outdoor dining, you're supposed to take the mask off, put a bite in, and then put the mask back up again.
That's insane. I never heard that, Jennifer.
Because,
that
That's just crazy. Yeah. I mean, in Jersey, we've had, you know, we've had a ton of cases. Right now we're in the top three with these new variants. So Florida, New Jersey and Michigan are the three worst states for new cases right now. But we've had dining.
Is that the B117 thing? Is that what that is?
It's that among other variants. But yeah, but indoor dining, the rule here in New Jersey where I am is that, you know, walking in and out of the restaurant, you have to have your mask on. But the whole time you're at the table, you don't need to wear it. But if you get up to go to the bathroom, you have to put it back on. But that like makes sense. That's easy to do. You don't have to sit there and put a mask on in between each bite or each sip. Yeah. That's crazy. That doesn't even do anything. I mean,
there is always the argument about whether. One of the things that Jack and I were talking about with Mary and their son, as a matter of fact, are these little things. I don't know if you've seen them or not, but the most popular of all of the masks, that light blue thing with the white on the inside that's very available.
Those sort of medical masks?
Yeah, it feels scratchy after you wear it. Apparently, some scientists, researchers have done some research looking at the masks, and there's something living inside of some of the masks. Did you see it? It's like a living organism. Like, it looks like a skinny worm or something. You can't really see it, but people who have had the masks on have, for whatever the reason, whether they got sick and somebody analyzed the mask.
I haven't heard about the worm, but I have heard about people who, you know, reuse a mask or whatever. The rise in bacterial pneumonia cases skyrocketed this year. Typically, you don't see a lot of bacterial pneumonia, but it did because a lot of people get their masks dirty. They touch them.
They don't wash
bacteria. It's not washed enough. You don't wash it in hot enough water, whatever it is. And then you're feeding all this bacteria back into your lungs. So they actually end up doing more harm than good.
Yeah. All right. So there's a question on the boards here, and we were talking about it off the air. I think I suggested the question whether or not vaccinated people can spread the virus. Again, going back to a conversation I had with Jack, who is one of the most knowledgeable physicians, people in medicine. He's like an encyclopedia. You can ask him anything, and he'll give you an answer. But the director of the CDC, a lady named Rochelle Walensky, suggested that people who are vaccinated against the virus I think she said they would never be infected, but apparently that's not the case. There are some people who have researched this, some scientists who are on board with, you know, wearing masks. And Jack and I were talking about how long this is going to last. He said he thinks it'll last till next year. There will be variants floating around this year through the winter, hot spots up and down and sideways. And it may be that this, it may be till next year do we actually get back to normal. Whatever normal is, the new normal.
So but what I guess changed his mind? Because he had said last year at Halloween or something.
Variants. That's what's changed his mind. The variants, the mutations that have become so prolific that are in South America. There's a certain Brazilian one. There's one in Africa. There's one in Europe. And now that all that stuff is coming here in one because more people travel here. You know, I was thinking about this.
Well, do we want to give some statistics and give some news?
Yeah. Okay.
So the B117 is the variant that most people are talking about right now. That variant has actually fueled a lot of new cases and hospitalizations in parts of Europe. That's the UK variant that a lot of people have talked about in New Jersey. I think in California it's popped up. In Florida, I think Florida has more cases of this variant than any other state. And so it's the over in London, they were talking about it over the weekend, saying that they actually are now thinking of the B11 variant as almost a brand new virus because it's acting differently from anything we've seen before in terms of transmissibility and in terms of affecting young people. So for young people, this is becoming an issue. In Michigan, they're seeing a huge number of hospitalizations by people in their 30s and 40s. And that's not something that we had seen at all yet throughout this. Now they're seeing even younger children are getting infected by this new B117 variant in larger numbers. So this is something that could affect schools coming up in September. We're not really sure. You know, in Florida, as I mentioned, the B117 variant has had a big spike. And the age group that's affected is 18 to 25. So this is, again, this is brand new. This is not something we've seen at all over the last year. You know, younger people have pretty much been, with a few exceptions of some, you know, pretty horrific reactions that some younger kids have had. But for the most part, we have not seen this age group affected. Here's the thing about wearing the danger in wearing, in, you know, taking away mask mandates. At this point, we're doing pretty well in terms of getting adults vaccinated. However, only 18% of Americans are now fully vaccinated. That's nowhere near enough to be anywhere close to being considered herd immunity.
But they're still posting. They're doing two, three million a day?
4 million. Four million. Over the weekend, we set a new record of 4 million in 24 hours.
But to that point, I mean, I don't know if that has anything to do with the mask mandate. Because look at what they're doing in Texas. They removed the mask mandate. They were called Neanderthals. And it seems like they're doing just fine because people can choose. I mean, it's not about a mandate doesn't mean that people are just going to strip the masks off. A mandate just means that they're not going to enforce it legally.
Yeah, but I don't think most people will take that as a sign that they don't have to wear it.
But look, I mean, if that's the case, Texas hasn't seen a spike, and they've been without it for over a month now.
I don't know. All I know is that this is a lot of epidemiologists over the weekend have come together, not just from the U.S., but in Europe, saying that, you know, we've got a rough few weeks ahead of us. So this is really not a great time.
People want to go outside, and they didn't want to have a freedom, have a party, spring picnic, whatever it is.
So do Jack and Mary Stockwell, since you spent time with them, do they think the masks work or not?
No,
they're both anti-mask. They have been from the beginning.
They have been, yeah. We were talking about the combination of the three viruses and whether there is a vaccine, whether people are doing well with the present vaccines or whether we're going to have more different kinds of vaccines. And there's a strong feeling, not just among them, but with others that I've seen on any side of the coin. You're looking at what this will protect us from and what it won't protect us from, there's still nothing better than having a strong immune system because these things are going to change. They do. And then there are those who are vulnerable that are not going to protect themselves no matter what. You won't be able to protect yourself if you are in bad shape. So it's just another underscore to get you to take better care of yourself, exercise more, and try to eat better and do all the things that you can to create a strong immune system, because you really are not going to. I think this is a big blank slate, and there are things that are happening I think even the Chinese who were behind all this, I'm not sure they even understood or thought that there was going to be that the outcome was going to be as bad as it is. So you've got all kinds of stuff I'm getting a headache thinking about this. All right, so the good job. Thanks for the update, Victoria. Trending the acts in New York and California, the latest DJV download. What in the world? The violence in New York, the violence in California, the violence here, shooting there, the Capitol thing, the Washington thing, all that we talk about. We also talk about whether or not we're one step closer to the national legal use of recreational marijuana. That's part of it. And I talk about on this podcast how it's going to help people who have pancreatic cancer and Alzheimer's, that sort of thing. And Senator McConnell tells all Republican men to get vaccinated. That's part of the download that you can get. Listen to what's going on. Hear us if you haven't heard all these discussions. We're here at your service and on your side. The download is daily at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. 47 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, that's where DJV comes from. The folks at Target, ladies, used to allow you to trade in your car seat for, what, a bigger one or something? But this is
a new one, yeah.
A new one.
As
yeah,
kids
trade
grow,
in the old
need
one.
New ones, yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. But then they stopped, but now they're starting it again. So this is a heads up for people who've got youngsters, but they've grown out of their car seats. Right, infant seats, convertible seats, car seat bases, harnesses, booster seats. I've got a couple of those around that were for miles. So what do you do? How do you make this work?
Well, you take them back to Target, and then you get a coupon for 20% off a new one. So this is something that it's a recycling program that Target started back in April of 2016, and more than 1 million car seats and 17 million pounds of materials have been recycled through this program. So
what do they do with them? Just send them to the recycling center?
Yeah,
get
waste
the plastic
management.
Off of them?
Right, yeah. And then they strip the fabric and the material, and so then they use it to make new car seats and boosters and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the alternative is people dump them on the side of the road and they end up in a landfill.
Right.
So this is a, you know, and you get 20% off. You can even bring broken ones, like ones that don't work anymore or whatever. It doesn't matter. They will still take they'll take all your junk, and you get 20% off all the new stuff.
All your junk?
No. Your car seat junk.
Don't take your scrap metal to Target.
Oh, God, scrap metal. Don't even set them off.
I have a truck. I have 4 tons of scrap on my dump truck that
Jen,
I'm willing
what
to...
what did you rich. Do?
You're rich.
Bring that,
come on.
I'm going to bring that down to the recycling center. I don't have to go that far. I can go over to Target and dump it in their front yard. Woo-hoo.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Jennifer, for those well wishes. It's 10 before the hour on today's DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, it's time for us to focus on another program. That's what it's called, The Money Pit. Thank you very much to The Money Pit singers and to the lead singer, Tom Kreitler, who's here, co-host also of the Money Pit Home Improvement
Radio. Get me away from the mic on that one, man.
Program, no. Really? Did they? Nah. So The Money Pit has great podcasting. We're going to go through some of the newsletter things. But first, a question from one of our listeners named Jazz, who lives in Virginia, thinking about installing a new asphalt shingle roof, and there's a 50-year warranty. Is there any? I think you and I have talked about these before. There's really not much difference. Although you said to me when I was doing a new roof on the back barn last fall, I had a bunch of older shingles around that were much thicker. And you said use them because the old ones are better than the new ones.
Well, they are. So let's talk about that. First of all, yeah, I do have a problem with the 50-year warranty that is so widely touted by shingle manufacturers. What they don't tell you about these warranties is that they are for materials only, and they're prorated. So if you get to, let's say you get to year 25, right, and you've kept your receipts, and the installation was perfect, because believe me, they'll check. They'll send somebody out and say, oh, you didn't do this or that, so we're not going to cover it. And they go, okay, yeah, the shingle failed. You're right. It didn't make 50 years. So here's half of the money you paid for it 25 years ago. Here's 50% because you all get the material. Well, what about the labor? Oh, no, that's on you. Well, if you think about a roofing installation, Doug, it's like, you know, what, 10% materials and 90% labor?
Yeah.
So good is a 50-year roof warranty?
Well, it was, I had to get pros to do it because the farm guys couldn't do it. Really good job, and I wanted it done fast. So it was $2,900 for this. And the materials, I'm trying to, well, I had all of the shingles, so I didn't have to buy anything, really. Anyway, some
of the
stuff.
Yeah, and in your case, since your shingles were never installed, they were never exposed to the weather, they don't wear out just by being sitting in a pile in your barn.
Right.
So that was a perfectly acceptable thing to do.
So he wants to know how much it'll cost him to do a 2,000-square-foot roof.
Yeah. So I looked that up. You know, there's some standards out there. And in Virginia, because it's going to vary by state, in Virginia, the cost of roof replacement runs between about $4,400 and $7,300. Yeah. So, of course, it depends on the size of the house and that sort of thing. So let's say five or six grand.
That's a lot of money. Yeah, that seems like a lot of money. All right, so there you go. So there's the answer to your question. The latest podcast at moneypit.com/podcast is a primer in how to keep wildlife out of your garden. Get, what is it, the pea that you put around? Isn't there some kind of pea that you put around to keep the deer out anyway? What else?
Yeah, I mean, fencing is a good thing to talk about.
Right.
And make sure you have the right kinds of fencing and the types of plants that you grow. If you're trying, if it's a garden or if it's landscaping, in our case, we wanted to keep them away from landscaping, so we actually changed our hedges to ones that they didn't eat. It's called a green giant arborvitae.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really good because before, the, you know, they saw my hedges and just said lunch. and they were really getting eaten like crazy. And we pulled them out and replaced them with these arborvitaes. And now it's funny, Doug. I go out in the morning and I see fresh hoof prints all along the hedge line.
Right.
But they have
can't get
in. Looks like lunch. Doesn't taste like lunch.
All right. So then how about this time of year we all think about our gardens. But you got an interesting article in the newsletter about growing veggies all year long if you get a greenhouse. How hard is that to install a backyard greenhouse?
You know, it's not. There are lots of great kits online right now, beautiful kits, too, for backyard greenhouses. And we have a feature on those on the homepage of moneypit.com right now. So you can get kits of various sizes, as small as just, maybe 3 or 4 square feet if you want to just have, like, a tubular style.
Yeah.
But if you want the building style, you know, you can buy one that's 6 by 6.
How much?
It's built of polycarbonate for about $400.
Really?
That's not bad. On Amazon.
It's like a bench, backyard shed.
Yeah, for your plants. And remember, you can start them early and you can enjoy them late, well into fall.
Have them now. You can have lettuce right now where you can't put it outside. Well, you can put it outside now. Peas and lettuce and stuff like that you can put out now. But it won't grow very fast till the soil warms up a little bit. So you can follow all this stuff, moneypit.com/podcast or moneypit.com/newsletter. Let's see, Jackie, who has a long concrete driveway, 28 years old, lots of cracks. What does she resurface it, yes, redo it? What does she do?
Yeah, you know, there's a product called Recap. It's made by Quikrete, and you can actually recoat that concrete driveway with Recap. It adheres permanently to the old surface. And it will fill in those minor cracks, and it'll look brand new.
So really?
That's an easy fix, Jackie.
If you don't have, you got sometimes the stuff in the heat and the cold, it cracks up and down.
Yeah, but this doesn't. This is designed to stick.
Okay, got it. Tom Kreitler here from the Money Pit with Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.